chosen. Called to be holy.
Hello, my friend. It's been a little while. And as we pause today, and I'm not sure where you are, it's always interesting to think, where might we be? I'm here with the first snow on Mount Irenaeus, and the day we celebrate today is All Saints' Day. In the readings, the beautiful pious readings that introduce this day, we think of the heavenly city of Jerusalem and a place prepared for all of us. But our readings strikingly take us into the moment we're in now, where we are now, so that we might know that we're called somewhere, but we've come somewhere, from someone, rather, and someone loves us and holds us now so that we would be holy, which is to say, live holy lives and love and hold and care for others. The gospel for today is the Sermon on the Mount, we say, and in Luke it's the Sermon on the Plain, where we look each other right in the eye. Jesus invites us to and see each other as blessed. So walk with me a few moments, or maybe sit somewhere with me, and I with you, and we with many, and here we are in a circle of wonder. John, in his first letter, the third chapter, 1-3, has us listen to this great call out. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like God, for we shall see God as God is. Everyone who has this hope based on Christ, God, makes themselves pure, as God is pure. I left out a phrase here a little earlier on, and just to comment on it, the reason the world does not know us is it did not know Christ. So this truth about ourselves is not only about ourselves. It is so wonderfully about ourselves in Christ. The glorious one of God, the firstborn of all creation, who holds us in this moment as shining stars. Not only once when we die and pass over and have these white, wonderful images of terrifying children. Ah, look at that star, probably grandmother or our aunt or uncle. No, you and I right now shine in our call to shine, to be holy, to hold and care for one another. Now, so that it doesn't sound like Dan Riley is just giving you a moral lesson and shifting some of the order of understanding so that it's not only looking up into the stars and finding the glory of God in some heavenly kingdom, but seeing the glory now, it can feel or seem unreasonable until we let go of reasoning and allow the beautiful wisdom of the Word, John's lovely writing, the community hearing of beloved now. It's in the Gospel of John. It's here in this letter. It's in your heart and mind. So we take a little time here and open our hearts to that, to listen to that which is so striking, that it invites us to sort of be knocked back on our heels and lay down somewhere or rest for a moment or let it sink in. You may want to read that passage yourself. John's first letter, 1-3, or you might want to read the gospel today, Matthew 5:1-12a, or you may just want to, with me, hear it again as you endure my somewhat frail voice. And I so wanted to share this with you today. beloved, see. Ah, there's that phrase again. Not think about or go find out, but right here where we are, be awestruck. Ah, see what love the Father has and has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. So we are God's children now. From here we wander with each other, caring and doing what we might to recognize the beauty of each other and the world, so that one day we will recognize it from sea to shining sea, beyond the stars and into the eternal reality of whatever is unfolding from now. From the firstborn of all of creation, in the anointing of Christ that is now ours, you are my beloved. Now, my sister and brother, be still. And sense our God speaking to us of our wonderful, light-filled relationship in the Beloved. For we are the Beloved. Now, be still and know that I am God. May the peace of Christ fill your heart here and wherever you are now in this moment. And may we hear the call from all of this to be simple, humble, and peacemakers now. The peace of Christ be with you always. Dan Riley and Greg Lacamelli sending out wishes on this day that we call All Saints Day, knowing it truly is ours as God's children. Now.
Chosen, called to be holy, because you are.